Wish the weight pit was over here, because that's where I like lived in that thing, man. Whenever I got a chance, I was in that weight pit, man.
It's been nearly 3 years since Tommy Galindo has stood here. But this time around, his perspective has changed.
Does it look a lot different out here?
No, still clean. Still looks the same. I mean, it's yeah. I stayed in that dorm at the end.
He points to a building about 100 yards away. The far side of the dorm appears to touch the tall fence that surrounds it. Two rows of looped razor wire rest on top of the barrier. The prison yard at Hutchinson Correctional Facility East has a large garden tended to by inmates, playground equipment for visiting children, and lots of white, featureless cinder blocks stacked high to separate the men in here from the outside world. Galindo serves as a mentor to inmates here.
When I first became a mentor, I was walking back to the prison. I'm like, man, what am I doing? Because most of the time when you leave here, you're like, I'm never coming back. I ain't never coming back. Well, and they say don't look back at the prison when you leave, because if you look back, then chances are you're going to come back. It's a bad thing. Well, when I left, I looked back. I was like, bye. You know, I didn't believe all that, you know. So, but I came back and as a mentor, and it was different. But this felt good.
Galindo, who recently spent 7 years in the Kansas Department of Corrections for 16 felonies, says he never had a mentor while he was incarcerated. But he wanted to be one for someone else. He says he can only be a successful role model if his mentoree has the right intentions. He's here today to speak to a group of men who so far have proven to be on the right track.
Hey guys, you ready?
Inside the prison, in what is typically a visitation room, there are rows of chairs facing a small table stacked with rolls of white paper, a knotted blue ribbon on each one.
Ready to bring them in?
A line of men stream into the room. Some keep their eyes on the floor. Others walk with a bit more pride. They wear pleated royal blue robes that are actually choir robes donated by a church in Wichita. These inmates are here to graduate from various programs within the prison or with their GED. The men reach their chairs and take a seat. Galindo stands in front of the rows of graduates.
How y'all doing today? Pretty good.
He wears a Red Sox baseball cap and a fancy watch. His arms and hands are covered in tattoos.
I was once in your shoes before, and...
Today's graduation ceremony is the first that's been held here in a long time, almost a decade. And this group of about 50 or so is only a small selection of those graduating. This year, about 175 inmates at Hutchinson Correctional Facility have successfully completed their GEDs or other programs like offender workforce development or vocational education.
The guys you see here today put for significant effort.
Rick Hustleman is the mentoring coordinator at Hutchinson Correctional Facility.
These aren't just like show up a few time programs. GED's really tough now. I heard about some electrical guys, some carpentry guys, offender workforce development, thinking for a change. That all those classes take a significant amount of effort.
Hustleman says the programs, although time-consuming for both inmates and staff, give offenders a lot better chance of staying out of the system when they're released.
A lot of these guys, you get to know them, you know their stories, and you know they come from tough backgrounds, tough families, tough areas, and it's hard to break that cycle.
Earlier this month, Governor Sam Brownback visited some Kansas prisons and praised offender support initiatives, including mentoring. Hustleman says that over the last 10 years, the Kansas Department of Corrections has put more emphasis on the mentoring program and others to help with reentry.
And our recidivism rates come down, I think it's about 33% for every inmate, but those that are in mentoring, it's down to 8.7%.
By reducing offender recidivism, the Kansas Department of Corrections says costs suffered by victims and by the criminal justice system are less. Hustleman says Tommy Galindo, the former inmate who came to speak today, is a perfect example of that.
In my whole childhood, I was incarcerated from 12 years old to 18, in and out of juvenile correction facilities, detention, shot at people, you know, stabbed people, been shot at, you name it.
That being said, Galindo now owns and operates 5 profitable barbershops throughout the state. He says the graduates today aren't far behind him in achieving success.
Keep your head up, all right? Because you're one of the strongest people there is on earth. You've done went to the furthest you can get closer to hell there is, bro. It's prison, okay? Being away from your family. So you guys have went through more than anybody in this room. So be proud of that. Because when you get out,
You've made it.
Inmate Robert Swanson will be getting out in a few months. He's serving a 40-month sentence for aggravated burglary.
I did the OWD program, which is an interviewing technique program. Prepares for interviews as soon as we're released.
Swanson says the day's activities, the caps, the gowns, the music, the speeches, were completely unexpected. And while he thinks the skills he learned will help when he's released, he's not totally satisfied with the programs that are offered.
I think they should have more of them. I don't think there's enough programs here, you know, to accommodate all the inmates. You know, the gentlemen that you see here have certainly have bettered themselves with what they're doing, and that's the portion of us that are trying to do better. But it's like any place. You've got positive and negative anywhere you go. So,
former inmate turned mentor Tommy Galindo says he's here to focus on the positive. He surveys the prison yard with what feels like nostalgia, talking about how he used to work as a barber in the prison and remarking on how this place changed his life.
I never thought I'd be as successful as I am cutting hair, but I knew I could do well with it. But I got all the practice I needed in here. I mean, because I was doing 7-minute cuts, like fast, and they would look good too.
Galindo says he feels like he's made a connection with a few inmates today, encouraging them to seek out education and invest their time wisely.
I wanted to show that there is hope and that education is very important, because without that, in all honesty, if they don't have that, being where we're come from, more than likely you're not going to be successful.
No one at the prison knows why the formal inmate graduation ceremony stopped, but after the response today, they plan to hold them twice a year from here on out. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.